This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Governor Evers announced this week that another $50 million in direct payments will go to Wisconsin farmers this fall. This is the second round of payments. The first round of $50 million was distributed in 2020 through the CARES Act. Governor Evers and Randy Romanski, Secretary-Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, visited a farm in Columbus on Wednesday to make the announcement. Here's a bit of what Secretary Romanski had to say.
Agriculture is part of our past, our present, and our future. And we need to be there for farmers because they're always there for us.
Phil Plord is president of Blimling and Associates Incorporated, which focuses on dairy market analysis. He hosts the Dairy Download podcast for the International Dairy Foods Association. Phil, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob, how are you today?
Good. Well, we know that a lot of supply chains were disrupted in a lot of fields. How were dairy farmers affected in the early days of the pandemic and beyond?
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild 18 months. Not that dairy's alone in that regard, but certainly the dairy industry went from, I think that my favorite highlight is that we went from a 20-year plus low in prices right as the pandemic washed over pretty hard, round one, March, April of last year, to an all-time high of $3 per pound within about 180 days. So a six-month span, a multi-decade low to an all-time high, and then prices kind of tumbled again. So it's been quite volatile and always something interesting going on in the marketplace.
Why did the prices go up that quickly?
It was a perfect storm. I think that when we had the big come down in prices in March, April, we booked a lot of export business because our prices were all of a sudden very cheap in the world marketplace. So we booked exports for the summertime. And then we had the USDA food box program, which came in and bought a fair amount of cheese beginning in June, July. And so we went from a situation where we were worried about, you know, having way more milk and product than customers to where we were actually quite short all of a sudden.
And I understand there was just a big change in where the milk was going domestically as well. All of a sudden, you had schools closed. And schools, for example, are big purchasers of milk for kids to drink. Like, how much of that institutional change shook things up for dairy farmers?
It was pretty massive. I mean, I think we consume about somewhere between 7 and 10% of fluid milk consumption happens in our schools. And then we also had no stadiums, no schools. And then we also had a pretty massive rotation away from food service and into grocery stores. And while in the end, you know, demand held together in 2020, it was, massive disruption as we sorted the pieces out somewhere along the way between, March when the pandemic first really took hold and the fall.
Here we are with this federal relief money now being used in Wisconsin for direct payments to farmers. First of all, the first round, what kind of things did that allow dairy farmers to do? How did that help them?
Well, if we're talking about the state money, I think I read somewhere that it added up to about $3,500 per farm on average, or that was the cap. So, I mean, $3,500 doesn't go a long way. It's not going to buy you a combine,
right,
or even many cows for that matter. So I think that, it's basic bills and living expenses that, people are up against it. And I think this money has certainly helped in that regard. I don't know, and I'm sure no one sent back the check, but it's not a game changer either. It's, necessary relief and useful relief, but it's not propping up operations for months on end.
And did you see a need for this second round now, August of 2021, well into the pandemic? Was there a need for more relief funding like this, do you think?
I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all answer for that. I think that, if you look, today at this moment, grain prices, if you're a cash crop grain farmer, are quite a bit higher than they were a year ago. Milk prices are lower than they were a year ago. Costs are up everywhere. So I don't know. I think need is kind of in the eye of the beholder. At some point, I think that, markets work and, the government intervention and help, it's hard to pull back from that sometimes. But overall, I think that, most producers most dairy producers, certainly, and you know, many cash crop and other type farmers, you know, they're still in need.
Talking to Phil Plourd with Blimling and Associates, dairy market analyst, looking at new relief payments for Wisconsin farmers, many of whom, of course, are dairy farmers. Phil, if a dairy farmer is listening and says, yeah, I want in on that, who's eligible? How do they make sure they get this relief?
I'm pretty sure that it's an application through DATCAP, through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Trade and Consumer Protection.
Now, the big thing you opened up with was prices way down, then prices way up, and then back down. Are we seeing volatility smoothing out at all to make life a little more predictable for dairy farmers?
Yeah, it's all relative, but we've traded in a fairly narrow range cheese market-wise this year, which dictates the bulk of milk pricing for Wisconsin dairy farmers. So, you know, where last year the low was $1 per pound on block cheddar to a high of $3 per pound, this year we've been trafficking mostly between $1.50 and $1.90. So while a 40-cent range is about $4 per hundredweight in terms of farm milk, that's a lot of money. It's a lot more narrow range than what we saw last year.
And Phil, can we talk a little bit about the dairy industry in Wisconsin a little bit? As I understand it, if I see from the street dairy cows in a field, odds are their milk is going to end up in some form of cheese if they're in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say something on the order of 80% of Wisconsin milk ends up in a cheese plant.
And there's been talk, of course, of low prices on dairy in general. This is going back before COVID, of course, and concerns about overproduction of milk. Do you see that as a problem?
Yeah, I think that one of the challenges with dairy is right-sizing production at any given time, both for, you know, when we're oversupplied and we're undersupplied. It's not, because there's cows and animals and biology involved, it's never easy to just say, well, hey, let's just add another shift, or let's just, hey, slow down, folks, you know, don't go so fast. So it's very difficult to dial it in properly. And I think that we've seen, you know, huge advances in genetics and genomics and productivity. And what happens to milk prices isn't just about what happens here in Wisconsin either. So Wisconsin milk production is up something on the order of 4% year to date. You know, that's on the high side of normal. I think that nationally we're up over 2.5% this year. As a general rule, I would say that, you know, 1% or less is kind of is tight, and we're going to have higher prices. Somewhere between 1% and 1.5% is kind of the neutral zone. And then once we start getting milk production over 1.5% year-over-year growth, then we're starting to run into a little bit of trouble unless demand is really, really good some here or somewhere else in the world.
What trends do you see when it comes to size of dairy operations, small up to the largest scale farmers?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting story, right? And it's sometimes the third rail, you know, and you don't want to touch it too much. But, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at the long, long run of history, we've seen pretty consistent consolidation both in Wisconsin and nationally. And, you know, no one likes to see farm numbers go down, but I think that, you know, the majority of the exits, you know, are generational issues, they're real estate issues. They're not necessarily low milk price issues. So, you know, last year we lost a lot of farms in Wisconsin because we lose farms in Wisconsin every year. And in fact, we lost fewer farms in 2020, both in Wisconsin and in the nation than we did the year prior, but we lost farms. And I would say because we've lost farms every year for the past several years and decades even, the odds are pretty good that we will lose farms again in 2021. And that's not to be callous about it, but I do think that's important to have the historical context. You know, the number of farms have been going down, the number of cows have been steady to going up. And so the result is you have fewer farms that are larger. And, you know, so, I mean, that's not all that unusual and has been happening for many, many years.
You mentioned trade earlier and farmers being able to sell outside of the U.S. when prices went down here. I know a lot of big issues with NAFTA renegotiation on some specialty dairy going to Canada, on cheese labeling in Mexico and beyond. What do you have your eye on when it comes to international export issues for dairy?
I think right now the big issue is logistics. And I know that it's a buzz. You know, people talk about logistics issues all over different supply chains. But at the moment, it's very difficult to get competitive freight rates, both in terms of overland trucking. So if you're making cheese in Wisconsin and you are taking it to the West Coast for export, it costs you about 4 cents or 5 cents per pound more to accomplish that task this year than last year, just on truck freight. And then there's all kinds of issues sourcing containers and getting over ocean freight, you know, into Korea, into Japan, into some of the nations that are typical export customers. So while exports year to date have been fine, we are a little bit less competitive than we might otherwise be for lack of readily accessible containers and much more expensive transportation. So these logistics issues have been a real problem across the dairy supply chain. And, you know, this week you're seeing news about another port in China that's on, you know, on a slowdown. And so that stuff really, really matters.
Phil, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Phil Plord is president of Blimling & Associates, which focuses on dairy market analysis. He hosts the Dairy Download podcast for the International Dairy Foods Association. Talked about the announcement of more federal relief aid being filtered through the state, going to Wisconsin farmers.